Hello and welcome back to Ion Careers. It's a bit of a jazzy show this evening with Mr. Marcus Machen, Chief Executive Officer of Tufton Oceanic. Welcome, Marcus, back to the show.
Thank you.
And I think you have been dancing your way through the markets these days, cutting yourself out a nice niche in the marine sector. And now you said it basically have your dream job.
Well, yes, I'm very fortunate in that. It's quite a demanding job, and in all the things that people complain about in demanding jobs of travel and hours and things like that. But the key thing is to have fun with it, and also to be enthusiastic about the sector you're in. And there's something very, very nice about shipping and the shipping markets and the people involved in the shipping markets.
What's been kind of, do you have any kind of macro philosophies or North Stars that have been guiding you from the helm?
I've always been prepared to try to be innovative. It's partly because in a small organization, and our business is a relatively small one, we have to be sort of ahead of the game in terms of what we do, how we do things. So the key thing is to look at problems and try to address them in ways which, or financial problems and investment opportunities, try to address them in ways which others haven't thought of. That's the key thing. It's a very creative activity.
Is that true, though? I mean, everyone talks about innovation, and I just wonder, is that just a bunch of, you know, business hoopla? You know, if you just look at the guys here sitting around the table, there's four of us, we're generally all wearing exactly the same thing, you know. Yeah, we all have a collared button-down shirt on. You know, how innovative is business? When you look at the actual dollars that are in the market, 99.9% of that is what I call red ocean. It's basically, you know, hamburgers. You know, tomorrow you're going to have lunch. You're not going to have most likely ostrich stew or something. You're going to want to have something you're familiar with. You want to spend your money on things that are comforting, that you're used to. Is innovation really that important to business? When I think you were talking about some of the most iconic businessmen in shipping are not necessarily the sophisticated Cambridge Law graduate. They're old school seamen who built themselves up doing the same thing as everyone else, but just doing it marginally better than the next guy. Is that success?
I can see that argument. I mean, I think the point about a lot of these people is that they understand the markets that they're in ahead of the next man. That's what enables them to be successful in them. And I suppose you can call that a variety of things. I mean, if they are genuinely innovative, and in shipping, I mean, as an example, the container market has grown up over the last 40 years from next to nothing to replace the standard bulk shipping in which goods were normally shipped. Now, I mean, that was an innovative technique which was really the product of two or three people. And they exploited it, and it's become the industry standard around the world. And similarly, in other areas of the shipping market, that has happened, where technical innovation has really transformed how goods are moved and the nature of the underlying market. For us, I mean, what we have to do is maximize investment opportunities and financial structures. And develop financial structures which enable us to make investments both secure and remunerative, and that's where the innovation is.
Excellent. What is your advice to someone who wants to grab a boardroom seat, wants that corner office? What's your advice to them?
You have to work hard. You have to, and particularly in an industry like shipping, which is a small industry in terms of the influential people within it, you have to guard your reputation extremely carefully, because it is an industry where if you take shortcuts, if you do things which you shouldn't do, everyone will know. And it'll be very difficult. It's very difficult to come back from that. You also have to be cooperative with people where and recognize the hazards of the industry, because ships are big bits of kit. They can do a lot of damage if they're run in a careless way. And you have to be very clear that you're not prepared to take undue risks, which risk people, which risk the environment, which risk a whole variety of people you'd rather leave unharmed. And that's a really important aspect of the industry.
I think risk is overall growing momentum overall. If you just look at any business and say, what are the two biggest risks to our business and how do we mitigate those? I think you get a jump up from where you were.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's magnified. I mean, you look at the news stories about the... it's not a sector of the industry which we're involved in, cruise shipping. You look at the news stories about the Costa Concordia, which are spectacular pictures of this enormous vessel, which should never have been as close to land as it found itself. I mean, that's the epitome of, and that was owned by the biggest cruise company in the world. You can't say that they're unprofessional, and you look what happened, and that's... is an example of real disaster that can ensue from carelessness.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, Marcus. We really appreciated having you on the show and your insights into navigating the seas of success.
It's been a great pleasure. It's a really interesting experience, and thank you very much.
And hopefully we can have you on again soon. Some of the key themes there: working hard, stay focused, develop your niche specialized skills, operate with integrity. It's a small market, whether you're in shipping like Marcus is, where everyone knows each other, or in any industry now, we're all connected via the net. So we're going to have a few more shows coming up for you, so stay tuned for those. And we're going to be covering the exciting story of Muhammad Khan, the man who sold his car to chase his dream. And we'll be looking at how close he gets to achieving that. I think it was interesting to see a guy who was down on his luck, but more optimistic, more energized, more determined than ever. So I'm sure he's going to make a big success of himself. So that's the end of our episode of Eye on Careers for this week. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, wishing you great success in chasing your dreams. And until next time, I'll see you soon. Bye for now.